Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 8. Having dispensational value to God in the last days to turn the age. Wednesday related verses. Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God. And the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life, even unto death. John chapter 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. John chapter 16, verse 11. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Revelation chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. And the great dragon was cast down, the ancient serpent, he who is called the devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole inhabited earth, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 and 18. Since all these things are to be thus dissolved, what kind of persons ought you to be in holy manner of life and godliness? Verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and unto the day of eternity. Amen. Suggested reading. The woman in Revelation chapter 12 represents the totality of God's people. But throughout all generations, there have been some stronger ones among God's people. These are considered in the Bible as a collective unit fighting the battle for God and bringing God's kingdom down to earth. Verse 5 says that the woman brought forth the man-child. Brought forth here signifies resurrection, as in Acts chapter 13, verses 33 through 34. The man-child is composed of the overcoming saints who have died and who have been resurrected. This is proved by the words, unto death, in verse 11. The resurrection of all the dead overcoming saints will be the delivery of the man-child. Hence, the man-child is composed of all the overcoming saints who die before the time of this resurrection. If you are an overcomer today and live until the Lord comes back, you will not be a part of the man-child. Instead, you may be among the first fruit mentioned in chapter 14. But if you are an overcomer and die before the Lord comes back, you will be resurrected to be part of the man-child. The man-child brought forth in chapter 12, verse 5, is composed of the brothers in verse 10, who have been opposed and accused by Satan, the enemy of God. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and by loving not their soul life, even unto death. Although we all have come into the Lord's recovery, we should not say that everyone in the recovery will be an overcomer. We can only say that those in the recovery have a greater possibility of being overcomers. Whether or not you will be an overcomer depends upon you. It depends upon how much you share of God's grace. We must look to the Lord that we may be enriched, strengthened, and become more solid, so that we might grow from the woman into her stronger part. But no matter how strong you become, do not prematurely separate yourself from the woman. Stay in the woman as part of the man-child until the time of delivery has come. How can we be the man-child? If you would be part of the man-child, you must eat more, grow more, and become stronger. To put it into practical terms, you must pray more, spend more time with the Lord, eat more of the Word, experience the Lord more, grow in life more, and have more dealings with the negative things. If others would gossip, you would not gossip. If others would not pray, you would pray more. Although you should not be separate from the woman, you should be somewhat different from others. The woman is too general. Those who are part of the man-child are somewhat particular. Many of the dear ones in the Lord's recovery are indifferent. They have little appetite and do not like to eat very much. But if you would be in the man-child, you should not be indifferent. You must be particular, sober, and serious. You must have a good appetite and have a personal, direct, moment-by-moment dealing with the Lord. Whether or not you will be in the man-child depends upon how you react to God's desire, God's move, and God's eternal economy. If, day and night, you cannot go on until you have given yourself wholly and thoroughly to God's economy, then it is likely that you are a part of the man-child. Many of you have time to gossip, but you do not have time to read a few pages of the life study messages. Are you in the man-child? Whether or not you are part of the man-child depends upon how hungry and thirsty you are.